You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Jeremy, the top two ways that people can reach us, please.
MySpace and OnlyFans. No. Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link or head on over to Facebook. We monitor that page all morning. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Now you got me thinking about the OnlyFans page that we might open.
We could so do this.
We could clean up, man.
Yeah.
This note comes from Brandy. And by the way, I wrote back to Brandy and requested the name of her fiance because her issue is with him and she did not name him. I wrote back, his name is Tyler, so it's Brandy and Tyler. Her note says, now that people are having weddings again, we're having a hard time finding just the right place for ours. It's a struggle between finding a place that's nice, convenient, available, and won't wreck our small budget. My fiance, here it comes, Jeremy. My fiance has a friend who offered us his family's funeral home
dun, dun, dun.
As a possible wedding venue.
Yep.
My fiance, that's Tyler, thinks this is a great idea because it has a nice chapel that seats just the right number of people and the price is way less than we'd pay anywhere else.
I would think so.
Brandy says, I can't get past the idea of having my wedding in a funeral home. Can I request a five call says it all and see if listeners think this is a great idea or a horrible idea?
Well, well, well. You know, Dom, they say marriage is a little like dying.
Well, you also have the whole till death do we part.
You're right. We'll see you here in a few years. We'll be right
We'll meet back.
Well, you know, for people that are planning a wedding, that have had a wedding, I've done it. Dom's done it like 7 or 8 times. It's expensive. It is expensive. And yeah, it can be. So save where you can, right? Right?
Now, they do have, like Tyler is telling her, they have those little chapels and they have the same kind of seating that you would have in a church.
They're nice little rooms. It's quiet.
Now,
although
granted,
I can't see like rolling a band in there or anything, you know, so they can play as you're walking down the aisle.
You know, I've got this memory from my senior year in high school, the senior musical. I was in the senior musical with obviously a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And you did high school drama too, I believe, Jeremy.
Sure did.
You know, there were cast parties afterwards. Oh, and I remember after our senior musical, we had a cast party at a funeral home because one of the kids in our graduating class, his family owned, like Tyler's talking about here, owned a funeral home. And it was about midnight and we were in the funeral home partying down. And it was the strangest party I've ever been to in my life. Because there were caskets lying around.
Yes, and that's the thing. There's a vibe, a feel, a mojo, whatever you want to call it, walking into one of those places. And, you know, they have various rooms, too. So it's like, are you, as you're walking down the hall to the wedding, glancing in various rooms with open caskets and people crying?
I don't think there would be open caskets. That's not going to happen.
I don't know. I mean, it's still a business. They still have other things to do besides throw a wedding.
No, but they probably would book that 2-hour time period or whatever for just the wedding.
Look, the vibe.
Let's open up the phones. I want to know what Dom and Jeremy listeners think. She's requesting a five call says it all. Please do not let Brandy down. She wants your opinion. Should she stand her ground and say no, or are Mix 100 listeners going to say, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's a nice place.
Weddings are all about attention, and I guarantee you they're going to be talking about this wedding for years.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tyler has a buddy who has offered the use of their family's funeral home as the venue.
It'll be great. We have chairs. No. You don't need to rent chairs.
These lines are full with people who want to sound off on this particular five call says it all. Here's Taryn. Taryn, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing great. So are we doing the wedding at the funeral home? Yes or no?
Yes.
Tell us why.
Well, I've been at several funeral homes. They're usually pretty nice. They're very opulent. You've got a lot of flowers. There's a lot of setup. You know, it depends on if it's a large one or a small one. If it's a small one, it can be like a little country chapel. You know, there's usually flowers around. You know, it's a nice setting.
You could probably take flowers from a few of the other rooms and just bring them right into your wedding, really.
And then take them back.
And just take them back. Who's going to know?
Taryn, thank you for the vote. There's one vote
there
for yes. Then we go to Jamie. Jamie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. No.
No?
Why not? No. They're saving money.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, you have to imagine opening up a wedding invite from somebody and it's got where it's at and it's, whatever funeral home.
The Samson funeral home, yeah.
I think the only way this would possibly ever be okay is if somebody was doing like a theme wedding on Halloween kind of deal, you know, an eccentric couple that's getting married on Halloween and loves Halloween. Other than that, my daughter's getting married here soon too, and they were on a major budget, and believe me, I found some options, and she should call me. You can give her my number. I will help her. Tell her.
Jamie, thank you very much for your vote. We appreciate that. So
there's
one vote for yes, one vote for no.
All right.
Who's next? Dalton. Dalton, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yes or no? What do you think?
I say absolutely not.
Oh,
why?
I'm planning a wedding right now too with my fiance, and yes, it's expensive, but you start getting into funeral homes and stuff, you start getting ghosts and all that. Nope.
Ghosts. You know, there could be just as many ghosts in a church as there are at a funeral home, my friend.
They have services there at churches too, you know.
All right, so Dalton says, you know, it's 2-1 no. I'm surprised. Wow. I thought our listeners would say go for it. Here's Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
What can you tell us about this?
So I actually got married at a funeral home myself. I've been married for 23 years.
Oh, here we go.
So why did you guys choose the funeral home?
We were very young, obviously, getting married that long ago, but... we had a really small budget, and we actually, for $65, got to rent it the night before for the rehearsal dinner. It had a kitchen. It had places for everybody to get ready. So we did the rehearsal dinner. We did a 24-hour booking, and it was beautiful. It was very nice within our budget. No ghosts.
Did anybody comment on it or give you crap for doing that? Or?
I mean, not really at the time. I mean, we joke about it now, but not really. Mm-hmm. It really is not really something we talk about very often
unless you hear it on the radio, huh? But I guess if you spill something on your suit or something, you can just go in the next room and peel it off somebody and wear a different suit. And
it sounds like one of those things, too, if you're on a game show. They'd say, and now Rebecca, she's from Colorado, and get a load of this. Oh. She got married at a funeral home.
Oh, my God. Hi.
So you'll be able to talk about it forever. Rebecca, thank you for
thank
the call.
You.
We're tied up 2-2.
All right.
Who is going to break the tie? It's going to be Tony. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hi.
What do you think?
What do you think here?
I'm sorry. I think no, she shouldn't.
No.
Why not?
Well, why? What are your thoughts?
Just because I think it'll always be in the back of her mind. Like, even if she said yes, that it would still be in the back of her mind, and it would bother her like throughout the day and everything.
Or like right if they're like right in the middle of their vows and she feels like a hand on her shoulder.
Yeah, right.
So you're really saying no? I was kind of wanting this to I've wanted to Tyler to win this one, so all right, Tony, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, the final was 3-2 in favor of no. How
I'm
would you
with
have
the
voted?
No. I'm with the
you
no.
You would have?
There's too much sad mojo at a place like that.
But there shouldn't be. It's a wedding.
It's a home.
Celebration of life.
But the main part of what that building is there for is a funeral home, and there's too much sadness involved with that.
Oh,
I don't want to have a wedding there. Man. Sorry, bruh.
I got to tell you a quick story. I was talking to Gretchen last night about this, and she said, I'll tell you a story about a funeral home. She said, when my grandmother passed, she goes, you're going to think I'm lying. I am not lying. The funeral home manager's name, last name, was Stiffs.
Oh, perfect.
That was his last name, and he ran a funeral home.
It was that or working at a Viagra company. It was one or the other.